The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up this hour, we're going to talk to Christine Sorensen, KDK TV anchorwoman, obviously Marty Griffin's wife. If you've been with us, you know that. She'll be here in the next half hour in studio. And in the meantime, we're joined by Robin Taylor, who spent many years on television now, real estate mogul with Coldwell Banker. Robin, good morning. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. I love that introduction.
Want to talk about the housing market. A lot of people, for a lot of reasons, hold off until after a presidential election, especially one that's been so decisive and divisive. And we have, now that we know kind of, okay, this is where it's going, have you noticed a change this early in the local housing market?
Absolutely. And what you were talking about is so true. The New York Times did a study and they found out that the majority of people will hold off on any kind of big purchase during an election year because of the uncertainty. They just don't want to make a big purchase. Well, now that the decision is over, people are starting to shop again, and we have a lot of pent-up demand. So one of the things that I noticed was when the Fed lowered the interest rate, the Fed funds rate, by half a point in September, buyers started shopping again. And just last week, they lowered the interest rate by another quarter point. Now, mortgage rates don't directly correlate with this funds rate. They're tied to Treasury notes. But as we see the Fed lowering rates, we will start to see mortgage rates come down. And that has brought buyers back into the market. And so we're seeing a lot of activity. And something that I want to bring up to buyers is that if you are price sensitive, now is the time to start shopping for a home, because we expect a huge influx of buyers this spring market. And what happens is that there's only so many homes to go around, and you have multiple offers, it becomes much harder to buy a home, and the price of homes go up. So if you're a bargain shopper, now is the time to get started.
Robin, this is Paul Rasmussen, and I've got a two-part question for you. Where are rates right now for mortgages, and how long are houses staying on the market? Is it the speed picking up with which people are making offers?
Well, interest rates in the third quarter have been fluctuating between 6 and 6.9%. So I had somebody who was just quoted 6.9% yesterday. Now, that is way down from the high of 8% in October of 2023. So a year ago, they were a lot higher. And we are expecting them to come down. Now, homes are staying on the market a little over 30 days or so, depending upon where you are. So say you're in Swickley, then they're probably going to be on the market a lot longer. If you're in a more of a hot area, 30 to maybe 40 days. And that is between the house going on the market and the closing. So we are still seeing houses sell very quickly, and it is definitely a seller's market. And a seller's market means that there are more buyers than sellers. And so you're going to have homes sell a lot faster than if it was a more even market. So for sellers, this is a good time to start prepping your home and getting it ready to go on the market if you're planning to sell this spring.
We're with Robin Taylor from Coldwell Banker. Robin, you mentioned hotspots. When people are looking for those hotspots, where are they and what is the mean price range that we're talking about for a single family home?
Well, what's interesting is that Pittsburgh was just named by Zillow as the most affordable city in the country to buy a home. So the typical price in the metro area is $215,000. And that is much lower than the average price across the country, which is up in the fours. So what does affordable mean? It means that less than 30% of your budget is going toward housing. So we have lots of affordable housing here in Pittsburgh, and it's really going to depend. So if you're looking, say, in North Allegheny School District, you're probably going to pay more than $215,000. You're going to be much closer to, say, four. But if you're looking in the city or some of the neighborhoods closer to the city, you can see some.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of those lower prices. And Ten Hills has always been known as one of those areas that is really affordable. So I think that that is really good news. And the other thing that I want to mention for homeowners, whether you're selling or not, is that you have, in the last 5 years, gained a lot of equity in your home. So there was just a study done by, or The Economist with the National Association of Realtors, said on average over the past 5 years, people have earned over $100,000 in equity. That means that the value of your home over the past 5 years has gone up about $100,000. Now, obviously, that's going to depend on the price point of your home. But that is good news for people who are looking at their house being their biggest financial asset.
Robin, you mentioned your advice for sellers, but what about buyers? What are you telling people who are going to get into the market in the spring?
Well, first of all, I would highly recommend they get a pre-approval so they know how much that they can comfortably afford. The other thing is there are a lot of really good programs for first-time home buyers. So I just got a first-time home buyer into a program which is called a 2-1 buy-down, and I'm not going to get into all the technicalities of it, but his interest rate for the first 2 years is 4.9%. So there are some really great programs out there for first-time home buyers, and I really suggest that they talk to a good local lender to find out more about those programs. Now, there are move-up buyers. So you own your home now. It's too small. Your family's outgrown it. You need to move to a bigger home. One of the things that I recommend is if you don't have the funds to be able to put that down payment down and be able to buy the next home and do it, you know, you got to time all of this out, is to take out a home equity line of credit now. So you go to your bank and you get the equity built on your house and you take out that home equity line. But it's not a loan really yet because you haven't borrowed the money. And you'll then have that money that you can use as a down payment. It's basically a bridge on the next home so that you don't have to sell the existing home before you move into the next home. And that way, when you sell your existing home, you can take that big chunk of money that you got and you can put it toward your new mortgage. But it makes it possible in ways that some people can't. Now, when I moved here, and I moved here during the Great Recession, I couldn't buy a house until I sold my house in Philly. And so I stayed in an apartment. And I have people that do this too. It's like, okay, kids, we're going to stay in this apartment with a pool. We're going to sell our house. We're going to have the money. And then we're going to be able to buy the next house. And so that is an option as well.
Great information. Robin Taylor, Coldwell Banker, real estate mogul. Paul and I were talking, at this rate, both of us will be living in a van down by the river. But I'm glad things are starting to turn, especially if you're a seller.
Oh, no, I'm sure you've gained some equity in your home. I'm sure it's been pretty good over the past 5 years. You know,
and the other good news is how much more can someone buy now with the interest rates being 2 points lower?
Yeah, it's a big difference.
Well, definitely. You can buy more, and if interest rates go down to in the fives, what we're hoping is that they're going to go into the fives, because 80% of homeowners have an interest rate at 5% or below. And so that's called, it's this rate lock effect, and we want to break that because they don't want to sell their homes because it would cost so much more for a new mortgage. Well, if interest rates come down somewhere in the fives, then you break that and they're willing to move. So that brings more inventory on the market. And then there's more for buyers to choose from. So that's something that we're hoping for. And of course, the lower the rates are, the lower your monthly payment is, the more house you can buy.
And
so it just makes housing more affordable.
And the other 20% that are above five, if they're in the, you know, bought in the last few years, they can refi and get a better interest rate. Robin, we got a lot to talk about. We need to have you back. Thank you.
I would love to come back.
All right. Do that. Aaron will lock you in at
new
rate.
I like that idea about the $100,000 over the last 5 years.
We're going to have balloon payments for you, but that's okay. Thank you.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.